And welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. And today I'm on a bit of a rant. It's only 1 month into the new year and I'm already over a whole heap of shit. So I've decided
You're angry already.
I'm drawing the line. So we're going to talk about 10 things you should stop doing in 2017.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome back to the Tradies Business Show, another episode for early in the year. And Michaela, you're cranky already by the sounds of things.
Oh, I am. But
before we get you to download or get it all off your liver, we've got a couple of really important
liver. Isn't it off your chest?
Well, you know the saying of having having poop on your liver.
No. Nah.
I'm trying to keep this a family show.
No.
Nah. You say someone's got shit on your liver?
Okay.
I must be too old. I'm showing my age here. It's a bit old school. Speaking of old school, old school would be trying to run your business on your own. Is that on your list? Well, we'll get into your list later.
There is parts of that, yes.
Cool.
Because Warwick hasn't seen my list, you see.
Yeah, it's like a surprise list. This is like that movie, 10 Things I Hate About You, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
But I'm sure you're going to agree with all of them.
You're not going to come up with a list of 10 things you hate about Warwick.
No. Because that would be about 50 things.
Oh, nice. Boom, tish.
Yeah, I'm on fire today.
So before we do dive in, Michaela, we need to mention a couple of things.
Yes, bit of housekeeping.
Yep. What are those things? We're well prepared for 2017, that's for sure.
Yes. What? One thing we should stop doing is being underprepared.
I like the whole ad lib thing. I think it's good to be creative. We're creative people. We're podcasters. It's kind of our prerogative, isn't it?
I guess. However, we do have some things we must mention. Firstly is we are pretty excited over the last month or so to be partnering up with Bridge. That's a great new job management and invoicing software for tradies, particularly the smaller guys. It's very easy to use. There's no training involved. It's really cost effective and will save you hours and hours of work each week. So one thing you need to do in 2017 is get rid of paperwork.
Yeah.
Stop and, using paper stuff.
You know, I don't know if it's on your list, Michaela, but one of the things I wouldn't say I hate seeing it, but yeah, definitely something is getting rid of paperwork. I'm just baffled by the number of business owners who are still very paper-driven and old manual system-driven, and it really does hold them back in their business growth. And we've got a heap of content coming out in the next little while around how you can actually improve your business, grow your business, even just get a bit more time back. And getting rid of paperwork is definitely one of them.
Cool. So check out bridgeapp.com. And they'll be able to help you out. Now, the other thing is we have a great community of tradie business owners in our Tradies Business Toolkit. That's our premium membership area where we have lots of videos, templates, checklists, a private Facebook community where you can ask questions to us and any other tradies in there and get feedback on what they do. You know, people talk about how to get money out of people that haven't paid, what kind of systems people use. So lots of good value in there. So check that out at tradiesbusinessshow.com/toolkit.
Awesome. And, there's some people getting some really good value out of that. Kind of transforming their businesses, actually. One guy in particular who's implemented everything that he's sort of picking up from there and using that as his template for growing his business. So, yeah, definitely worth having a look at.
Awesome. Okay, I'm ready. I've held back long enough now. I need to get into my 10 things.
It's time to open the floodgates.
It is. Okay, are you ready?
Let loose.
Okay.
What's number one?
First thing is...
Are we going backwards or forwards?
There's no particular order. There's no importance on any of these. And I would actually ask our listeners to pick just one to focus on this week. Okay, because we're all about the one thing. Pick which one you think will help you the most in your business or life and try and aim for that one. You know, don't try and do all 10 because no one can, and that includes myself.
That's good advice for yourself.
Thank you.
Eh?
Okay, first thing to do is, can you please stop assuming?
You saying that to me or?
No, everyone listening. Stop assuming that your customers know what you're about, or stop assuming that your staff know what you're thinking, or that your partner knows what you're going to do. You know, I think people are surprised that people aren't mind readers. You know, your customers don't always know everything that you do. You know, so communicate that to them. We talk about an upcoming episode about, you know, having procedures in your selling processes, because customers don't know how you operate. They don't know what to expect.
That's right. And it's the old adage, you know, assumptions make an ass out of you and me, the whole assume. It's a bit cheesy, but it is a really good reminder that, when you do make assumptions, you can head way down a path too, based on those assumptions, and then find out, you know, you've traveled 3,000 kilometers down a particular road, and it's like, whoa, that's not where we wanted to end up in this relationship or with the business or whatever. So, yeah, that's a really good one, actually.
And don't assume something's not going to work because you tried it for 5 minutes, you know, or you tried it a year ago. If you're running a particular marketing, you know, you may need to try and test a few different ways before it can work. So just don't assume. You know, things will be what they are, but you at least have to give them a go.
And I think the same too, Michaela, if I can just chuck a little bit extra on that one, is don't assume that things will continue the way they are, particularly when it comes to finances.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people will sort of set themselves up based on their current earnings or their current profit or their current cash flow, and that could be good or bad. You know, if you're having great profits and cash flow in your business at the moment, that's awesome. But just be careful you don't assume that's always going to be the way, and, you know, have some contingencies in place, or, you know, start building up a bit of a war chest or a rainy day fund. Because a lot of people got caught out around the GFC, 8-9 years ago. And the same thing kind of happens every time things change economically, where they got caught with their pants down a little bit because they sort of assumed that the good times would continue.
Yes. Okay. Number two.
Yep.
Stop wearing a cape and being a superhero. You cannot do everything on your own, whether this is in your family life, your personal life, or at work. So if you need to get help, get help.
Are you sure you didn't write this list for me?
No, I did not. I just genuinely...
I know I do the superhero thing a bit.
I must say, yes, you do. Do you know it took me, nearly 2 years to get editing of our podcast off you?
Yeah, and now I actually... I don't even know what happens with that.
See what happens?
Does someone do it for us? Or
I think so.
Does it just magically happen?
I think there's like these podcast fairies.
Yeah.
So whether it's you need help in your business, you know, maybe just start outsourcing, you know, different tasks that are tying up your time. Maybe you need to put on an admin person. Maybe you need to put on a bookkeeper. Maybe you need some more team members to help you in the field. Maybe it's just, you know, you need to communicate with your family more about where you need some help. So stop trying to do it all because it's never going to work. And focus on what you are good at and what your strengths are.
And yeah, that's a good one.
And that's also, you know, maybe you need an accountability partner or a mentor or wingman as such. So maybe it's getting advice and help. But just look at the areas perhaps where you are doing too much and it isn't the best outcome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's another good one. Wow, I'm loving your list already. It's pretty much just all about me.
Great. Number three, complaining. Just stop it. Just stop complaining. It is what it is. You're complaining about it. It's not going to change. Focus on what you could be doing to make things change, or just accept, you know what, that's just how it is, and move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't change anything, the old complaining. And it's a focus thing too.
Yes.
The more you whinge about stuff, the more you're focused on the stuff you don't want rather than what you do want.
Exactly. And it takes up so much energy. Imagine putting that energy into other stuff.
Yeah, and it really, it frustrates the people around you too.
Yes. Because you're going to bring them down, and then everyone's miserable.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, number four. Cool. And I am really guilty of this. I started a little side business or project. I wouldn't call it a business. Business technically means you make money from it. a side business. And I must say I'm suffering from comparing-itis, looking at what everybody else is doing. Yes.
And how's that going for you?
Well, it doesn't work, does it?
No.
You know, when someone's doing something for 7 years and you've done it for 7 minutes, of course it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't serve you at all. You know, you need to stay in your lane, focus on what you want to do, have a vision, have a goal, all that stuff, and just take actions towards that. You know, yeah, that person can have that many followers, or that person can be making all that sales. That's good. That's them, not you. So you just need to focus on what you do and what your strengths are and what makes you unique, and focus on that.
Because you don't know their story either.
That's right. You don't know what's going on in their lives. Mm. You know, they may be having, you know, lots of Facebook likes, or maybe lots of trucks on the road or whatever, but maybe that they're making a big loss, or they're miserable, or everything's going to shit and they're bad ethics and morals.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You just don't know. They could be suffering massive overwhelm and hating what they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So stop comparing. Again, it doesn't serve. I mean, you can learn and see what may be working for them, or maybe what isn't working for them, and taking note. But I think so many businesses spend so much time on their competitors and what they're doing, and they should be doing the same thing. And yeah, it's not relevant. It's what's unique to you. I have a friend who's had a little bit of success lately, and she's now finding three other people in the last couple of weeks are trying to copy what she's doing. You know, and so close that they're basically reading word for word her sales pages and what videos she creates. Like, it's very obvious.
Really?
Same terminology and things like that. So, you know, that just isn't authentic. That's not what people want either. So,
no. Copycats.
You know, yeah, just be careful what you're doing and stop comparing.
Mm.
Now,
yeah, good advice.
This may go back a little bit to complaining, but can you stop the excuses? Just stop them. No need for them.
I feel like I'm in a bit of a hot seat here, Michaela. When you say, can you stop the excuses, I'm ready to jump in and say, but I don't make excuses.
But I'm not talking to you directly. I'm just
talking. Right, okay.
So,
but, well, I was running late for this morning's recording session.
Yes, and you're never late usually, and I could have got an extra 15 minutes sleep.
Oh.
Because it's school holidays, see? I get to sleep in during school holidays, and today was
a guilt trip.
Yeah, the only day I had to set my alarm, because we've got to do it early because the kids are too noisy and the internet's shit after they wake up. So, but I thought, oh, excellent. Instead of, bloody worry, he made me not have another 15 minutes sleep, and now I'm sitting here waiting for him. I prepped out an episode.
In my defence, I was working from 5:30 this morning.
It's an excuse, Warwick. Were you or were you not?
So I was doing that for the benefit of our listeners, Michaela.
But, I mean, everyone does it, and I'm included, you know. And again, you know, it goes back to assuming or whatever. But, you know, oh, you know, it's going to be slow this year because it's an election.
Mm.
You know, or I can't take on that big job because, you know, I've never done that big before, and maybe my, you know, my staff aren't ready for it, or that,
yeah,
you know, that planning hasn't been done because my bookkeeper didn't get it done in time, or, whatever. Yeah. I mean, there's a million excuses we do every day.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, that's all about letting us off the hook, shifting responsibility. But it also means that we lose control. I mean, when you start making excuses, you sort of give control over to all of those events rather than, I guess, acknowledging that we're in control of our own results in our lives.
Yes.
And if you're not in control and you've got all these excuses, or you're blaming other people or the economy or whatever for what's happening, then you might as well quit now, because everyone else is deciding your future, which is actually not true.
Yes.
And I think our listeners know that, but it's easy to get into that state where you are making excuses and shifting responsibility.
I think it's just trying to be aware of when you're doing it. I mean, we all do it. So I think if, you know, keeping it top of mind, oh, is that an excuse as to why I haven't done something? You know, it's just making yourself a bit of aware when you are doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure our listeners know all these things. And I guess this is just your friendly Tradies Business Show reminder of what you shouldn't be doing.
That's right. Don't do this stuff anymore. Yes.
Now, thinking small. Again, just stop it. You know what? If you want a business that's just you, that's great. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those things that you've been too afraid of to chase, or those big dreams.
Mm.
And, you know, thinking, oh, I can only service one area because it's just my van and my bloke. Well, what about maybe you do want to service another area and get a second van? Or whatever it is that you want to do, I think we have these self-limiting beliefs that make us think small. Oh, I could never do that because, and again, it comes back to excuses and assuming. But yeah, I think, you know, yeah. I think pick, you know, one or two things in your life where, you know what, think bigger than you always have. 10x it and just see where that may take you, because if you're aiming towards that, then you're going to get closer than what you were thinking smaller.
And even if you don't actually... I guess, you know, employ 10 staff and expand your business to 11 vans and all that sort of stuff. Often just thinking along those lines can help you uncover some better ways to do things at your current level. You know, it's not about everyone has to have a Ferrari and a private jet and a yacht, but by thinking a little bigger in your business, often you approach problems a little differently. You can often get a different perspective on where you're at. So, like you say, if you just want it to be you, that's cool. But growth is more than just adding revenue and adding staff to your business. Growth happens personally and internally and in profits as well. You know, there's plenty of ways to grow a business that don't involve upscaling, but maybe just getting more efficient. You know, growth could be using more technology so that you can go surfing on a Friday.
Yes, exactly. And I think the other thing is, you know, on your point that you said is thinking like you are, you know, in a bigger business, for example, and running it that way. I mean, that's a great example of, I think, you know, is this how $1 million CEO would run this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, it's just putting things in place that you're running the best business or performing in your life how you want.
That's right. Cool.
All right, we're getting there. Number 7, anything that doesn't serve you to be a better person and brings you joy. And this is probably, you know, if you're overweight and unhealthy, maybe that's not serving you and you need to do something about it. Maybe, you know, your fitness is letting you down. Maybe it's your relationship with your partner. Maybe you need to address that. And just looking at things that I guess aren't making you happy in your life. And, you know, okay, you know, the business often can give you stress or whatever, but if you, in whatever in your life, you're just hating it and or you're doing things that not making you a better person or a more joyful person, then maybe you need to reconsider those things and do things that do make you a better person.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Do a bit of an audit, I guess, or a clean out.
Yes. And just having a look at things in your life and, you know, if they're not contributing to you leading the life that you want, then maybe you need to question should they be in your life or what you need to do to change that.
Yeah.
This is a big one. We all do it, but negative thinking. And like we said before, that's going to attract more negativity. You know, there's nothing wrong. It doesn't cost you anything to be positive. I'm not saying go out every day, skip along the footpath and sing joyous songs like you're in The Sound of Music. But I just think it's, you know, we get caught in this negativity trap, you know, and we just, you know, again, it's like complaining and having excuses, you know. It's just the negativity all the time. You know,
And it breeds more.
Yes.
Like, you know, the more you, and we kind of covered that before, but you get what you focus on, you know. There's a bit of a cutesy little saying that I heard many years ago, but where attention goes, energy flows. And if your attention is on the negative stuff and the crappy stuff, then that's kind of where energy is going to flow, whether you want it to or not.
And you're also going to attract that to the people around you as well.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just going to feed on it. So,
yep.
Negativity, you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of positive thinking.
No, and if you have a choice between being a miserable so-and-so and focusing on the negative stuff and being positive, which one would you choose?
Exactly.
Cool. All right.
Two more. Okay. Being ungrateful. I think this is a really tough one to get our head around sometimes. But, you know, if you're not thankful for what you have now, you're never going to be thankful for things that you think are going to change you. Mm. And I think if 90% of people in their life look around and what they have, they should be so grateful for what they have. They shouldn't really wish for anything more. You know, nothing's going to make you happy unless you can appreciate what's in your life now.
Yeah.
And that's a big one I've been working on over the summer as well. Just looking around and thinking, hey, this is cool. Yes. You know what? The kids are screaming and making a mess because it's school holidays. But how lucky am I that I have kids that can run around and have voices and that I'm spending time with them because I don't work for someone else. You know, you can very easily shift any situation to be thankful for. And I think that's something that I know I'm going to focus on this year more. Because you know what? There's a lot of people that aren't having the best days or times in their lives, and there can be so much you can be thankful for.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess some of these follow a bit of a theme, but yeah, it's
maybe we should just call it Stop Being a Dick in 2007. That would cover all of them.
But yeah, that whole idea of I'll be happy when.
Yep.
And, you know, we're waiting until we've paid off our credit card before we sort of relax, or we're waiting until we get our revenue up to this point, or we're waiting for the kids to go back to school or to go on a school holidays. It's like we're always waiting to be happy or satisfied or, you know, feel successful. It's like, do it now. Just choose to do it now.
It is all these things are about choice, isn't it?
Really, pretty much.
And that's what it comes down to. And everyone has the ability to make a choice, whether good or bad.
Absolutely.
All right, one more. Sorry.
Lucky last.
Cut you off there. Okay, number 10. You're
cutting people. No.
focusing on the past or too much in the future, because all that is real is what we have right now in this present moment. And this isn't saying about, oh, I'm just going to wing it, you know, but it's more about, you know, I think we drain ourselves by thinking about what happened in the past. Or, again, coming back to I'll be happy when in the future. You know what? We have right now, and we have a choice in how we take this moment on. And I think we just need to...
Yeah, when it comes to the past, I think...
Oh, sorry, you're breaking up there.
We need to get internet that lasts longer than half an episode. Come on, Telstra, lift your game.
Yes.
That's one. That's... The 10 things I hate about podcasting is shitty internet. With the past thing, you know, you're talking about, Michaela, of being too focused on the past. Definitely need to look at it. I think some people misunderstand this whole idea of letting go of the past is just pretending it didn't happen. And that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is take the lesson and move on.
Yeah.
By all means, have a look at how that job went or the quote that you lost. Do a debrief and then move on. Let it go. You know, take the lesson and move on.
And it's interesting when you're talking to people and, you know, how much they actually bring up the past in different contexts.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you're still hanging on to that. You know, and I know I'm guilty of it.
Stuck.
Yeah, I'm guilty of when I'm having an argument with my husband. Oh, yeah, but, you know, 2 months ago you did that.
Yep.
You know, yeah, so.
It's not for.
Yeah, no, it's definitely taking some valuable lessons and moving on and just not hanging on to them. And then in the future, it's like you said, like, you know, we're so worried about how the bills are going to be paid next week or how we're going to meet that deadline. Yeah, of course we've got to take action to make sure that happens. But right now, what can you do in this moment? It's not about focusing constantly on how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay bills? I can't pay the bills. I can't pay the bills. The world is shit. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, what am I going to do right now to help change it?
And it is asking that question of yourself of saying, yep, okay, well, I'm in a predicament here, but what can I do right now to change that? And that's exactly right what you say, Michaela, because we can only act in the present. You know, we can't act on the past. It's already happened. We can't act in the future because it's in the future. The only moment we have that we can do anything is right now. So that's where the focus needs to be. You have to decide what action you are going to take, but it really is that whole present moment thing. I know lots of coaches and gurus and mentors and podcasters and everything talk about this stuff, but I don't think we can be reminded of it too often.
No. And really, if you think about it, the future and the past doesn't exist.
Nope.
It doesn't. Whatever's real is right now. So that's a bit of deep and meaningful to end the episode.
So what can we do right now to improve our podcast? I mean, to improve our lives, Michaela, not our podcast.
Well, I think what we can do, what you can do is go to the tradiesbusinessshow.com/stop, S-T-O-P, and we'll have a checklist. We'll have a little downloadable thing that you can download, put it somewhere, and that might help you stop doing some of this stuff. So that's one thing. That's a little bit of a reminder. What else, Warwick?
Awesome. I think pick one from the list, as you said, and just do it. Just G-I-D-N. Get it done now. It's a good little acronym. Like yes. You needed another acronym in your life. A mate of mine actually modified that to G-I-F-D-N, and you can imagine what that stands for.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think that's so much of it is just do it now. Like stop thinking and planning so much and agonizing and analyzing. It's just do something now. Take some action. You know, from action we learn, you know, even if it's imperfect or, heck, even if it was wrong, you at least learn from that. But by sitting on your backside wondering, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. And just to summarize these so you can pick your one, we've got assuming, being a superhero, complaining, comparing, excuses, thinking small, anything that doesn't serve you, negative thinking, being ungrateful, and focusing on the past or future too much. So pick one of those to stop doing this year.
Cool. And as Michaela said, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/stop. And somebody in our team is going to come up with some funky little thingamajig that you can
That'll
download.
Be me.
I'm gonna make number 11 delegate more stuff to Michaela.
No, that's that you should stop doing.
Oh,
yes,
right,
add that to number 11.
Yeah,
stop doing.
So thanks for tuning in. Great to have you with us again in 2017. We're looking forward to a fantastic year. We hope you are too. And until our next episode, keep on trucking.
Bye.
Roo.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.